Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
The Hunter, the new $1 million race for Newcastle, comes up on Saturday week. We're starting to put a list of names together. Names like Brave Song, Le Romain, Graf, quite possibly Tactical Advantage. It's 50-50 at this stage. Live and Free is set to resume in the Hunter, and so too the likes of Victorum and Bonhomie, trained by Jason Deemer. Morning to you, Jace.
Good morning, Andrew.
$1 million race, mate. It's going to be a strong lineup, and being on your home track, you must be excited and looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sure is going to be a good lineup. Very exciting. First time this race is going to be run, and the town's really starting to get a buzz about it. A lot of advertising, radio, TV, and marquees are all going up, so everything's happening.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're going to be broadcasting there on the eve, Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ into the race day on the Saturday. On Bonhomie, obviously the last run was really good. The last couple of runs were really good. The July sprint and the show county had an ease up, and you've come through a trial last week.
Yeah, he trialled here last week on the Beaumont track. Tried nicely. You know, he needed the hit out. Yeah, finished third behind two smart horses, Grass and El Dorado Dreaming. But no, he's taken great benefit from that hit out, and I couldn't be happier with him since.
And I think you galloped, was it Tuesday?
Yeah, he had a good gallop here Saturday morning in company on the course proper, and yeah, probably did the same thing again Saturday and Tuesday, but no, he's ticking over very nicely.
Yeah, look, he's up to it, isn't he? I mean, I mentioned some good horses there, but those last couple of runs must give you plenty for Saturday week.
Yeah, well, the form around him's, you know, great. You know, you got Deprive, which won the Sydney Stakes. Troke hasn't done much wrong since. So, yeah, no, all looking well, you know, bit of a task. Been sort of, you know, sort of first up 1,300, but he hasn't raced here very often on his home track, but he loves it here, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the 1,300 metre element there, but he is good fresh.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, he was very unlucky here. He went the provincial championship heat over 1,400, not to win that. So I don't think the distance would be a problem. He's, you know, we've just changed his work around a bit to have him ready for it, try and keep him as relaxed as possible. And, no, I couldn't be happy with him.
You locked away a jockey yet?
Yeah, we've got Jason Collett. He's going to ride him again. He rode him his last start,
yep,
over 1,200. So he settled nice for him that day and hit the line very strong. So presuming he's going to get a light weight again, you know, we've obviously remain looking like being the top weight. So he'll get in on the limit, and which Jason can ride. So I thought we'd stick with him.
Yeah, we know they can set the top weight of 61, but it will come down once they get all the nominations in on Monday where the weights will sit for this race. But certainly you would think Le Romain would be right there at the top. Jason, just wanted to get an update for our listeners. We're building up to the Golden Gift on Saturday, and you, the race has been there for a while, but $1 million, and then we move to the Hunter, a brand new $1 million race at Newcastle. We'll chat again next week.
No worries. Look forward to it, Andrew.